Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Commercial Roofing Connections podcast. I am your moderator, Sean Morrow, and my guests today are Dr. George Cabeas and Jeff Myers from the SR product, who will be discussing ponding water on commercial rooftops. Thank you for joining us today. Before we get into the subject matter, why don't we each take a moment to introduce ourselves and give us a little bit of background on your commercial roofing experience?
Sure, Sean. My name is Jeff Myers, and I've been here at Simon Roofing for about 8 years. My background is in polymers. I guess I've been in the industry, roofing industry, like I said, for 8 years, but in polymers for about 20. I have a master's of science in chemistry.
Oh, well, great, man. That's a lot of information for us and a lot of education in the background. How about you, George?
Yeah, so my name is George Cubis. I work here as a director of technology. I oversee the process and project engineering projects at the plant. We also have a small lab that does some coatings research here at the plant and kind of oversee production. I have a background the past 5 years here at Simon Roofing, and my background is in chemical and materials engineering, which my PhD is actually in.
Great. Wow, we have a lot of education and a lot of stuff that we can work with there. I want to start with explaining what ponding water is.
Sure. So I guess the technical definition of ponding water is water that remains for about 2 days on a roof after a rain. So it'll be water, you know, if you get a heavy rain that just kind of sits there, doesn't evaporate off readily. And usually that happens because of a poor design of the roof or just some structural issues with the roof that causes low spots, poor drainage, things like that will cause water to stick around on a roof.
Let's go on to our next question. How or why does ponding water happen?
Right, Sean. So like I mentioned earlier, that would be things like low spots in the roof, poor drainage. One of the things that you'll see on a roof that has a lot of penetrations or, you know, vents or AC units or whatever on the roof, the more of those you have on your roof, you tend to get low spots, and that'll collect water and it'll pond there. So those are the main reasons why ponded water will happen on a roof.
Thank you for letting us know that. And it really does make sense what you just said. So is ponding water really that bad for a roof?
Yeah. And the thing about it is there's some obvious things that we'll talk about, but then some things that people don't think about. So to kind of talk from the material side, you know, a lot of the roofs you see out there for the commercial roof side are EPOs, EPDMs, modified bitumen, PVC, and even CLP. And those are all comprised of these polymers that are susceptible to breaking down over time by UV light and everything. And one of the things ponding water really does is accelerates that aging, accelerates that oxidation and deterioration of the roof. Without ponding water, your deterioration for a lot of those systems, for some of them at least, is maybe 1 to 1.5 mils a year. But again, you know, that water can really accelerate that oxidation and deterioration of the roof. And when I'm saying that, you know, accelerate oxidation, that can cause kind of the system to become brittle. It thins it, obviously, from the deterioration, and it loses that elasticity and really the waterproofing when you start to see leaks. Some of the things that aren't so obvious are the growth of vegetation. Vegetation can actually grow in the ponding water areas and then can actually accelerate or worsen the ponding water issue because that vegetation can then get caught in the drain system. Keep ponding water up there even more. Other things are insects. It draws insects to those ponding water areas. You've seen stagnant water. Those insects can eventually penetrate into the building, and you end up with extermination costs. You know, it's kind of like a series of events, but as soon as those insects, you start having birds. The birds come in, and they'll actually peck at the roof and cause issues there. Then there's kind of the not so much of cause discoloration. You know, zero slope roof, maybe not as noticeable, but for some low slope roofing, you'll definitely see some of that issue. You can see it from the road, and it's just kind of a visual thing. So there's kind of a lot of things that ponding water is really bad for.
Wow, George, you know, who knew there was that many things and how bad ponding water really can be on a roof? Jeff, let me ask you this. Can ponding water be fixed?
Yeah, it can, Sean, but it's not as obvious as you might think. You know, most people would just say, well, why don't you just add some more drains on your roof? And it's not really that easy sometimes. You know, some of the things, you know, George mentioned stuff like the color of the roof, and it just, you could taper off the roof towards drains. You can add what we call saddle areas, so high points on the roof to try to get some of the water to move towards the drains. So there's a lot of things. A lot of the solutions that we have are mostly structural. You have to remember, too, when we're talking about these big commercial roofs, they're flat or low slope. Little changes can do a lot on your roof as far as moving some of that water off and getting it towards drains. But, you know, it's not just obvious like you would think, just, you know, stick a few more drains in there. But, yeah, there are definitely some things, like I mentioned, that you can do to move some of the water off.
Well, thanks, Jeff. It seems like there's a lot of opportunities within being able to fix it at Simon Roofing, and we've kind of figured out all those. I appreciate that response. So, George, can I ask you another question? How can I avoid ponding water in the first place? What can we do to get ahead of it?
Kind of the first thing to really think about is timing. You know, when you're going into a roofing project and you're going for a restoration or a re-roof project, that's the time to take a look at the roof and assess where the ponding water is. And really consider some of those solutions Jeff described above, which was tapering, added drains. Some other things to really look at and assess is kind of Jeff went a little bit into color. You know, there's a lot of push for white roofs. And in some regards, that's for the reflectivity. But what we found over the years is having not necessarily a white, but like a gray roof where you saw some of that reflectivity, but it retains a little bit of heat. You can actually force that water to evaporate off quicker and not sit for those 48 hours. Another way is to consider a seamless system, because what will happen is ponding water can actually aggregate along those seams that kind of creates an area. Another is penetrations. Penetrations are probably one of the weakest areas, most susceptible to leaking under ponding water, because those require flashing and such like that. Some of the good ways to get by that is to reinforce your flashing with a actual scrim or a reinforcement material that helps it stand up better under that water.
Great, man. So it looks like there's a lot of things to consider prior to making sure to how to avoid ponding water in the first place. So really appreciate you letting us know that. So George, my next question is, what material characteristics of a roof can help us resist the accelerated deterioration due to ponding water?
Yes, I'm kind of getting into that question a little bit is, you know, no matter how much care you take to avoid the ponding water, there's always going to be a small level of it. So like you said, engineering and some of those specific material properties can help lessen the effects. One of the things that's not always seen, though, is obviously with the higher engineered material does come a cost, but you can mitigate that by just considering, kind of what I was talking before, considering those ponding water areas, maybe only applying some of that highly engineered material to those areas. So one of the ways to kind of add that material property would be to add some extra thickness to the roof. So again, we were talking about 1 to 1.5 mils under non-ponding water areas and even higher deterioration rate under the water itself. You can actually bring in a roof that is a thicker solution, helps lengthen the life of the roof. So, you know that deterioration is going to happen, but if we add more material to it, it extends the life. Another way is to have a good high tensile strength engineered reinforcement. It's kind of what I was talking about before, where you actually embed that reinforcement into the area. And what the reinforcement does is it keeps the polymer from expanding and contracting. And that actually happens due to heat. So to kind of go in a little bit about the polymers themselves, when heat contacts a polymer, it tries to expand. And so you have kind of this breathing of the roof. The reinforcement helps keep that polymer from expanding too much and creating an expansion and contraction under these temperatures. Another property to engineer in is low porosity. If you have low porosity, it does a better job of shedding the water instead of potentially absorbing some of it over time and creating that higher deterioration. And then finally, one of the things we've seen a lot engineering is superior adhesion. Ponding water likes to cause delamination. So with high adhesion values for your roofing material, it really resists that delamination and thus the damage or water infiltration due to the ponding water.
Well, thank you. It sounds like we have quite a few different solutions and ways to go about mitigating ponding water on a roof. I really appreciate you guys coming on today. This is some great information. I know I learned a thing or two today. Thanks for taking the time to share with Insight with us, Jeff and George. To hear more about commercial roofing, be sure to check out Commercial Roofing Connections on LinkedIn. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.